The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You will remember the tarnished Micheál Martin saying last week that he believes that the murder of Sophie Toscan de Plantier should have gone before a jury. And he later doubled down on his comments when asked to defend them. Here he is speaking to News Talk Breakfast earlier this week.
And I think there's something absurd in the criticism of my remarks. Are people really suggesting that 25 years after a brutal murder of someone who had come to love this country, that we're not entitled to reflect and to analyse and ask ourselves serious questions and ask ourselves serious questions in respect of our criminal justice system?
Did you not go further than that, though? I mean, did you not go further than that? Was it not, at the very least, an implicit criticism of the DPP, which the DPP took the decision based on the evidence that he saw at the time not to prosecute? You seem to criticise the courts for not extraditing him to a case that anyone who covered a case in Paris said it wasn't remotely anything close to a fair trial.
Shane, I think the entirety, if you read the entire speech from beginning to end, it is a very, you know, serious criticism of the failure of our state, really, to do justice by Sophie Toscan de Plantier, and also in terms of by her family. And sometimes I'm making the point that we have this sort of superiority complex in respect of our criminal justice system, which we need to question. And I don't make any apologies for the statement I made. The idea that there are areas within our justice system that we can't comment on at all, even after the person is dead and after 25 years. I think there's an absurdity there.
That was Micheál Martin, the tarnisher, speaking to Shane Coleman on News Talk Breakfast earlier in the week. Joining me now is Sophie's son, Pierre-Louis Baudet-Vinot. Pierre-Louis, you're very, very welcome to The Hard Children. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. Do you welcome the comments of the tarnisher of Micheál Martin and his calls for some sort of, well, inquiry or inquest, or certainly some sort of public debate or discussion about not just the death of your mother, but about how the justice system handled the case?
Yes, in a sense. Because I understand that finally the system, I mean the Irish system, recognize that they did it not right, it's not that I am happy with that, but I'm comfortable that finally they admit that they did it wrong. And I've been fighting, me and my family, for more than 27 years. 27 years is not a short delay. It's a lot of years, a lot of energy, a lot of everything. And it's not a funny subject for me. And I feel surprised because I try to do my best for this last 28 years to make something happen. And I promise you, me, my lawyer, I spend a lot of time, I spend a lot of money. I really, when I think that I fight for that, it's really true. And I think it's a little bit too easy that you wait for the best suspect, which was recognized as the one in France, to wait that he died to admit something. So it's I don't know if it's too late, but it's very late. It's very late.
Okay, so it's maybe a case of better late than never, but still, this should have happened many years ago.
Yeah, and it was easy for you, I mean, for the Irish system, to make, well, there were so many things around Bailey's contradictions, what he said. He has no alibi, so it was so easy for you to make, to have a public debate on all that, and wait for... To say that after his death, it's too easy because, well, now it's over. So in a way, it's a solution to say, okay, we didn't succeed, but we admit in a way that he was the guy, but there is nothing more to do. So another subject, another subject. So it's not fair. I think it's not fair. It's better than nothing, but it's not fair for the right of the woman in Ireland. It's not fair for my family. It's not fair for the death of my mother. It's not fair. It's too easy. And I really hope finally, my best hope is that that will change something. But, you know, I was making so expectations in Ireland. And I love Ireland. I continue to come 3-4 times a year. So, as I said before, a lot of time in many medias, I love the way you are and love your country. And but what's going on? Well, you have to move on and to do something more for the right of the and the problem about the murder.
When you say that you spent many, many years, those 27 years fighting, and you spent a lot of money and your lawyers did a lot of work, how would you describe the way Irish authorities, the DPP or An Garda Síochána or politicians, whoever it happens to be, how would you describe the way they reacted to your fight?
There are two different administrations. There is first the police, and I think the police, 28 years ago was not the same like now. Huh? So they did as much as they could done. Maybe it was not enough. Maybe they did it not in the best way. But they were so convinced at the very beginning of the story. They were so convinced. And I remember a few times, 10 years ago, I met a policeman who was in charge of this at the very beginning, and he was going to retire. And so he asked to meet me. And for me, it was, well, nothing could happen with a policeman who will be retired. But because I have empathy, I said, okay, let's meet him. And he jumped on my shoulder, and he was crying. And you know, when someone who is like 70 years is crying in your arm, saying, Pierre-Louis, I'm sorry, I promise I did all I could do, and I know it's Bailey, but I don't know why we didn't succeed, and Irish law is not good. You know, it's heavy. It's heavy because it's heavy. And you know, in the procès in France, the procès is the trial in France.
Okay, yeah.
19, a policeman came as a testimony. And he said, well, all the police was convinced. It's not to say yes, he's guilty. It's to say yes, it must be a public debate. There is a difference that I can't understand. And okay, it's fair. The Prime Minister said we did it wrong. Okay, so what's next? What are is there any task force to work on that and to make something happen now to rewrite the law and to give right to the family of the victim? No. Well, okay. It's just washing hands. We're sorry. We did it wrong. And so what? What are the next? We have to modernize all that, you know?
And Pierre-Louis, how do you feel when you visit Ireland now? Say you come 4 or 5 times a year with the kids. Since Ian Bailey, the chief suspect for so long, since he died, has that changed those visits?
Yes, Bailey was suspect in Ireland, but was guilty in France. I have to repeat that. I'm still attacking the island in front Europe at Bruxelles to make something well to make to understand the contradiction, and I'm still waiting for answer about the Irish position. When I'm coming back in Ireland, I feel better. I feel better because I was sure of the guilty of Bailey, and I am not judged, but judge decide there he was guilty. Even if it is in France, they are professional. They said he's guilty. It's 25 years of jail. So it's not like an idea. So now I feel really much more better in Ireland, and my kids too.
That's good to hear, at least. Pierre-Louis, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you.
Pierre-Louis Baudet-Vinot is the son of Sophie Toscan de Plantier, as he says, killed 27 years ago in this country. I have to say, I'm with the tarnished in the sense that, I mean, I think you have to be mature as a society and be able to reflect on a situation like this and investigate whether mistakes were made. And I think we have to accept on the face of it, I mean, it has been a failure. Whether you believe in Ian Bailey's guilt or innocence, or you believe it was somebody else, the fact that nobody has ever been charged or found guilty with this crime, and somebody committed it, somebody killed her, and nobody has been found guilty, that is a failure on the face of it. Prima facie, it is a failure. And I think we have to be mature enough to be able to reflect on that failure and investigate whether lessons can be learned for the future. It goes without saying, though, that, you know, the DPP or the office of the DPP or people speaking on behalf of the DPP would say that somebody would have been, be it Ian Bailey or anyone else, somebody would have been charged if they felt the evidence existed for it. But listen, that's the type of stuff that would maybe be dug into in any inquiry or investigation.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.